You are listening to Real Talk, the weekly podcast that offers you success advice and practical pointers that enable you to unlock your phenomenal power and confidently step into your full potential. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, here to inspire you to have the confidence to live the life you deserve.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. As ever, it's always a pleasure and delight to connect with you guys every week. Now, this week, I'm going to talk about the ways in which we as women sabotage our own careers. Now, I recently launched my new ebook, 13 Strategies to Elevate Your Career, that offers practical, actionable tips that we as women, or for that matter, men, can utilize to increase their visibility in the workspace. But whilst I was doing that, I discovered another set of not so positive actions, ones that I think are more career limiting. Let's call these my baker's dozen of self-sabotage strategies, or how we get in our own way. Now, I've had the pleasure of talking to lots of women about the challenges they face and the strategies they employ to overcome and succeed in the workplace, especially when I do phenomenal women and when I coach. Now, real talk here, no what level you're at in your career, we as women have a way of sabotaging ourselves, from small furtive mistakes two huge clangers that can have tongues wagging for weeks. And I know I've certainly been guilty of doing stuff like that. Now, my list of career don'ts, they're a list that so many of us engage in. Now, I'm going to go through them, but I'm also going to give some solutions. And you can see if you have some of these unproductive habits and then consider incorporating some of the recommendations I make in how to overcome. Believe me, you'll avoid being talk of the town, be happier, and create a stronger foundation for success. Now, the first one is our drive for perfection. I talk about this a lot. The fact that we need to have, as women, we want to have 100% certainty for an answer before we execute ideas, we make calls, or we take decisions. And that is really incredibly career paralyzing. We overanalyze everything. We wait for a hint that someone's going to like the idea or the concept we have. We want to know that we've got we're in good standing, or someone's going to approve of what we're going to do, or we don't make a move at all. Perfection is career crippling. It discourages us from risk taking, experimentation, and even active participation. Now, let me give you a couple of examples. Let me give you an example about that. Imagine that you attain 99% in an exam, but you're not happy. And the reason you're not happy is because perfection has told you that you need to have 100%. So you spend all your time and energy focusing on the perceived 1% failure and not the 99% success. So my solution for this is strive for excellence. We should focus on excellence if you want success in any sphere. You should shift your focus from perfection and move to excellence. It not only gives you great results, but it's also room for achieving better. When you strive for excellence, you have no fear of mistakes in your mind, as it's a realistic target. Your focus is on what you're working on, what is working and not what is not working. You get my drift. You can always use all of your strength with a positive attitude, and helping you live a life with excellence is exciting and happy, as you can always achieve new standards of excellence, but you can't do the same perfection, because perfection is what perfection is. The second thing is to watch how you talk, and I know it sounds unfair, but the way we say things can really influence people's perceptions of who we are. Often we can be guilty of, especially the younger ladies, can utilise street slang or talk to the hanging out at the bar, that the latest fet, the club, the latest event, talking loud or fast, or having studied the latest dance or R&B hip hop video. These phrases are often passing phrases. And unfortunately for you, for those of you who use them, most of us are in a position to employ you, have no idea what you're talking about. Hence, you lose credibility as people struggle to understand you or find you downright annoying. So my advice is observe your enunciations, look at your use of slang and inflections, speak English and your sentence with a full stop, and then breathe. Now, it's raining here. I hope that doesn't disturb us too much. 3, stop apologising when it's unnecessary. We women seem to have this fear of imposing or asking for too much, so we apologise for everything, no matter how minor. So it's, sorry, have you thought about this aspect? Sorry, I shouldn't ask, but. Starting sentences with an apology immediately undermines our credibility and our authority, as well as the importance of what we're trying to say. My suggestions? Pause. Swallow the apologies you feel it forming in your mouth. Secondly, seek clarification. There's no need to over-apologise when you need clarification. So don't say sorry. Instead, experiment with questions like, could you please tell me a bit more about that point? Or finally, you can turn apologies into gratitude. So the next time you feel an apology rising up, rephrase it into a statement of gratitude. So instead of saying, I'm sorry you had to stay late, it can easily become, I appreciate you staying late. So there's a much different nuance, and it's not putting you in a position where you start to lack credibility or apologising. 4, we talk down to ourselves. And yes, there's an internal dialogue that goes through our heads constantly. It's a little in a mean girl. And if we're not careful, we really diminish our worth and convince ourselves that we're not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, clever enough, capable enough, accomplished, you know what I mean, as the next person. My advice is, be conscious of the things you say and be kind to yourself. Take some time, be kind to you. 5, we use self-deprecating language. It's time to believe in the words when you're communicating to other people. You don't want to disregard your thoughts just because you don't think they're good enough or you're afraid that somebody else won't like them. Have a point of view. Don't use minimising phrases like, oh, I was just thinking, or I could be wrong. Make statements rather than asking questions. Cut out all of that self-deprecating language of your vocabulary and simply say what you want to say and do it with confidence. 6, we're overtly sexual. Now, this is a long-standing one. And we all want to look good. And I certainly do. And, you know, but sometimes we can take it too far. You know, we're at work. We've all seen that woman sometimes where somebody like, well, she looks great, but wow, where is she? Is she going to the club? Is she at work? My advice is to keep the focus on the value that you bring through your work, your skills and your diligence, because that's what's memorable. Trust me, it's really hard work trying to play the sex card every day in every way. And it really doesn't work. It doesn't work on everybody. It's also subjective because your taste, your idea of sex and your idea of taste may not be my idea of taste or the other person's. However, good quality work ethic and output can't be denied, and it's factual. So let your talent and the hard work you do do the talking. 7, we downplay our femininity. And I know it seems like a bit of a contradiction from my last point, I don't want you to squash your feminine qualities. We embrace masculine traits because that's how we think we're supposed to get, we're supposed to act to get ahead. We've been told we have to act like a man, we have to think like a man to become one of the boys and to be accepted. But men and women possess masculine and feminine energies, and we all at times can be aggressive, analytical, competitive, logical, assertive. These are thought as masculine traits, as well as nurturing, empathetic, flexible, passionate and creative. These are thought of feminine traits. My tip is to find the combination that enables you to be your authentic self, combining both the masculine and feminine strengths. This integrated approach makes you far more effective. 8, we wait to be rewarded. I've talked about this before. We think if we work hard enough, someone's going to notice. They're going to promote us. They're going to pay us more money. And I suppose in very rare chances, it may happen if you hang around long enough, but it's highly unlikely. I'm going to say this loudly. Stop waiting to be noticed. Put your hand up. Factually highlight your victories as well as your potential, and politely but directly ask for what you want. Secondly, I'm going to small plug here. Download my ebook, 13 Strategies to Elevate Your Career. It's full of ideas of how to get what's yours. I'll put it in the show notes, or you can just go to my website, jannysutherland.com. 9, we forget that we say more than words. And we're talking about body language here. Body language speaks volumes and gives away an insurmountable number of messages. fact, most of the message that we convey is made up of non-verbal cues. So the way you listen, the way you look, you move, you react to what the other person's telling you, whether you, and it can tell whether you care or not. If you're being truthful and how well you're listening. When your non-verbal signals match up with the words you're saying, it increases trust, clarity and rapport. When they don't, they can generate tension, mistrust and confusion. So my recommendation here is to display confidence, adopt a positive posture that leaves a great impression on others, shoulders back, chest high, head and eyes up strong, gain trust and confidence without saying a word. Remember, body language does an awful lot. Number 10, and I know we're often guilty of this, we're dismissive of the positive. Ask yourself or think, how often do you quickly dismiss something that you did well? Do you allow yourself to recognise and accept praise from others and feel that you deserve it? When someone tells me I look good, I immediately find the prop that made me look good. So I look at the lip gloss, I've got a different hairdo, I'm wearing a new dress. And not only that, the props are just there to accentuate and enhance me. So yes, I do look good, damn it. The frequency of this is much likely less than the amount of time you spend dwelling on something you did wrong or even subpar. So the solution here is accept praise and compliments for what they are. Just say thank you because you really deserve it. 11, we look for and rely exclusively on female mentors. Now it's great that we have a female guide, but the corporate jungle, and we know this, consists of both sexes. So it doesn't hurt to gain experiences and perspectives from both sides of the table. Your goal should be to utilise every single resource that you can lay your hands on. So you seek mentors not based on their gender, but by who inspires you. Whose career would you like to emulate? Who do you admire the most? Who can bring the most to your table? So focus on what they can bring for you and not on their gender. 12, we think the only way to network is up. Useful, most definitely useful, but it's lateral work, but lateral networking is incredibly valuable. So when we adopt a 360 networking strategy, it broadens our reach on many, many levels. When we create trust in those who are around us, they offer a level of support that can assist us in our own career trajectory by helping us getting the job done. And remember, they're probably working their own upwardly mobile plan as well. So you never know who you'll meet on your way up or down if you're not careful. 13, we don't look back enough. And this follows on to my, you know, there's only one room at the top for one woman piece I spoke about previously. There's room for more than one woman at the top. And when you get to a position of power, and I know you're going to get there, make sure you look back and see how you can encourage other women to succeed. Help other women navigate the system and corporate karma will take care of you. Now, since I originally looked at this, I actually got one more, 14th tip. There's a bonus tip. So the 14th is invest in yourself. Don't wait for someone, your employer, for instance, to pay for education or a course that you know will elevate and improve your career prospects. Take some money you spend on your hair, your nails, your nights out, etc., and invest in yourself. The rate of return on that investment is far greater than anything you do for your exterior. Remember, looking good is temporary, learning lasts a lifetime. So if you operate from a place of strength, that's bottom line, operate from a place of strength, you will avoid saboteurs and incorporate sweet spots into your habits and behavior. So that's my focus for this week. Strategies, the ways that you are limiting your career and how you can overcome them. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard this week. If you have, please sure always to rate, review, leave a comment on iTunes. That's the way I get to go further up the podcast rankings so more women can get to hear all the advice you hear. If you have any information or any questions you'd like to ask me, feel free to do so. Just drop me a line at info@janicesutherland.com or head over to my website, janicesutherland.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram at I Am Janice Sutherland for both sites. So without further ado, thank you so much for your time this week. And I look forward to connecting with you next week. You know, I really appreciate your time and support. And as ever, be bold, be fearless, be phenomenal, and be you. Until next time.